In this interview, we're not necessarily going to be talking about buying an investment property. Let's talk about your own principal place of residence. Time to swap your home, particularly if you're upgrading. It's going to test your skills as a negotiator and as an investor. How well you do and how well you make in that changeover will have a big impact on your wealth. So what do you do? Should you buy before you sell or sell before you buy? Does it change? Let's find out. Rob Belander from MBA Lawyers has got a view on this. G'day, Rob. Thanks for your time.
G'day there, Kevin. Yes, it's a very good question. It's an issue that people ponder on a lot. And as you say, how well you do can determine your wealth at the end of the day. If you change houses three or four times over the course of your life, you get this wrong. It can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. So essentially urban myth has it that you have to sell first, Kevin, then you buy. And the mainstay behind that is this rationale that you can do a lot better deal with cash in your pocket and knowing what your budget is. And, yep. And also you avoid that terrible age-old trap of bridge financing, where if you bridge finance something and then in the hope that in a year's time the market's going to improve, and in fact it gets worse, yep. So you compounded your problem. So all this, the old strategy, the urban myth, of selling first then buying, that's all valid, I think, on balance, in a flatter or falling market. I think that's generally correct. But what I want to suggest to listeners now is that I think the reverse is the case, mainly in a moving market. The risk in a moving market is that when you sell first and then you buy, that you can get caught up in the hype. You can sell too quickly, you can get caught up in the hype of it all and sign a contract and then sell it too quickly and too cheaply. And then on the other side, the flip side, when you buy, you get caught up in that hype and you happen to pay extra on your purchase. So I'm suggesting to listeners that they ought to consider a change of approach here. They should try and buy first and then sell.
So in other words, you buy in today's market and sell in tomorrow's market, technically?
Yeah, that's the point. You've bought into a market, then yep. You sell into a moving upward market. Yes.
Yeah, that makes sense. But hey, Rob, what if in doing that investigation about, you know, how much am I going to get on my property when I sell it, so I know what I'm going to buy? Yes. What if I come across an agent who says, well, hang on a minute, this is a great house, I've got to buy for you now, before you buy?
Yeah, well, that can sometimes happen. I mean, you know, the buyer, that actually, you talk to experienced agents, they tell you that happens more than what you realize. And that person is the real buyer, and they're the ones you really should sell to. Can you capture them and not get caught up in this treadmill I'm just talking about here? Yeah, you can. You can do it. You can sell. This is a little novel, but, you know, if properly explained, I see people get up. I've got away with it myself, personally. Sign up a contract to sell subject to you as the seller within 30 days of buying another property that you want to buy. Ask your buyer if they'll take a chance on you, so to speak, for the next 30 days. Now, if your buyers get anxious about that and go, oh, look, I haven't got certainty for another 30 days, then, well, it's probably what they're already asking you to do for them anyway. Their deal is probably subject to finance anyway. So it's probably not asking for nothing more than what they've already asked you. But if they won't agree to 30 days, shorten it down to 14. I mean, that gives you 14 days to go out and find another property. Even if you don't find it, you're going to get a lot better handle on the market you're going to buy into in that 2 weeks, that 14 days. And often, if you haven't found the property within 14, they've already invested that time with you, you will find that there's a likelihood they'll extend the date for another week or two anyway.
Rob, what's the tipping point? At what point does the market change where it's better to sell before you buy rather than buy before you sell?
Well, because you've usually got your life savings at stake here, Kevin, and most people have that invested in their home, you should be a very good student of the marketplace you're looking to buy and sell in. So you'll pick it up from things how long properties generally are on the market. If that period is reducing in your marketplace, there are sliding, you know, even modest increases in prices. Those two things are very good indicators.
Yeah. Okay, that's the tipping point. Rob, it's always great talking to you. Thank you very much. Rob Belander there from MBA Lawyers. Thanks for your time, mate.
Good day to you, Kevin.